You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Feb 16, 2022, we are live streaming the program. You can watch in at Larry Connors, USA, YouTube, in addition to listening. You can see what we're doing behind the scenes here. Now, we still are hearing from the White House. They're seeing no evidence that Putin is actually backing down from Ukraine. There's video that's been released by the Russians showing tanks being moved around and relocating, and we're supposed to believe that that's indicating that they're backing off. But I don't know who to believe at this point. I'm not sure I trust the Biden administration, but I will say yesterday, about this time, Biden was giving his, or getting ready to give, his speech. It was very aggressive. I will grant him that. And he said, to the citizens of Russia, you are not our enemy. I don't believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine. And he said, if Russia attacks, it'll be a war of choice or a war without cause or reason. And he said, it will not be painless. And he also warned Russia, if you target Americans, we will respond forcefully. I don't know how many Americans are still in Ukraine. We have maybe 200 to 300 troops that are there on embassy duties and, quote, advisors, kind of like we went into Vietnam, remember, advisors. Senator Dan Sullivan, a Republican of Alaska, on the Hugh Hewlett Show today said, you know, I don't really think, in my view, Russia is a great power. He said, right now, it's a mafia state acting as a gas station. I like that. But he said it is an aggressive power, and so is China, and we need to be ready to deal with it. We'll come back to the gas prices in just a moment because Biden made a promise about that. Now, Project Veritas got hidden video of an FDA executive officer, Christopher Cole, saying Biden basically wants to inoculate as many as possible. You'll have to get an annual COVID vaccine. He says not formally announced yet, because they don't want to rile everyone up, but that's in the plans. And, of course, it means more money for Pfizer and the other drug companies. And those companies have to pay us annually to keep their permits in place. Everybody's making money while you suffer, it appears, right? And your kids still being masked up. In Ottawa, the truck convoy thing continues, but the Give, Send, Go funder, founder program that came forward to replace GoFundMe because they shut off the truckers, claiming it was a horrific event, while they also allowed funding for Black Lives Matter and Antifa. The GoSend Fund founder says platform hackers are terrorists trying to instill fear. Speaking of terrorists, an Ottawa cafe owner had to close business because the name of the cafe appeared in a hack list of Freedom Convoy donors. I told you, they'll look you up. They'll find you on that list. They'll come against you. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, by the way, I should add, it said that we're soon going to put in new guidance on masks. Why? Well, because 25-plus states have already dropped all restrictions and looking to do more. Now, back to the budget issue. Most Federal Reserve officials agreed last month that surging inflation could warrant a faster-than-expected pace of interest in rate hikes. You've been served notice. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Republicans are more interested in making speeches about inflation than offering solutions. He said, we're laser focused on dealing with it. And so did Biden. He promised yesterday, I'll continue to work like hell. Let me correct it. He said, I'm going to work like the devil to get gas prices down. That's what he said in a speech yesterday. There's where the price increases are to start with, and inflation. And he shut down what a nation that was energy independent, such as U.S., now we have to buy from Russia. Really? You won't open up the Keystone Pipeline? You won't allow us to start drilling in lands that we already had leases to do it? But you're going to work like the devil to make things better? Pardon me, but I think you are working like the devil.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't be from the same place,
maybe I'm going deaf, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm out of my mind. Okay, now he was close.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The crime of the century. President Trump now calling on the Justice Department to release the remaining records related to the original Russia probe. As I've been reporting for years, Special Counsel John Durham's latest filing shows the Clinton campaign paid a government contracted technology company to intercept and spy on President Trump before and during his time in office. Trump telling Fox News exclusively this is just the beginning. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton dodging questions about it from a Daily Mail reporter yesterday. Watch.
Did you pay to spy on the Trump campaign? When are you going to comment on the spying allegations, Hillary? Did you pay for to have him spied on?
Well, she just waved at the reporter, kept moving on. Got asked repeatedly, did you pay for it? Did you spy on Trump? For once, Hillary kept her mouth shut. Welcome back to the second hour. Reminding you, we are live streaming our programs now at Larry Connors USA. YouTube, Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. I've posted notices at various locations on my various sites, so you can go there and just simply click it, and there we are. Hello, how you doing? How you doing? And for those of you watching, you can also add comments. I'll try to stay up on top of them as I'm going through this. I can't really see all the numbers the way I've got it laid out here, and I can't see all the comments, but I'm trying to work my way through. So here we have Hillary Clinton being asked as she's going in by a reporter, did you spy on him? Did you authorize it? So forth, so on. And Hillary, who is all about talking about, if they had said, can you tell us more about the Russian collusion? I wonder if she would have stopped and gone on and on and on and ad nauseum, blah, 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 the same old story. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, has been trying to get information on the story behind the Russian collusion the Russian collusion story for some time, filing letters, documents, so forth, getting nothing. In fact, when he appeared on TV the other day, he said, here's what we're getting. He held up two white sheets of paper, most of them blacked out. In other words, they're so redacted, you can't tell anything about them. They're taking so much out that must be, what, national security interest issue? Or would it be information protecting someone higher up?
I felt for quite some time that the whole Russian hoax was simply a diversionary operation to misdirect the American public from the real wrongdoing of the Clinton campaign and members inside the FBI and Department of Justice that were complicit in this. And, of course, the news media is also complicit. They're either duped or they're fully complicit in the entire Russian hoax. The four-year attempted coup against a, you know, legitimately elected president of the United States. This is a major scandal.
A major scandal. And what are the old mainstream media, now state-controlled media, doing about it? Well, they're actually beginning, pardon me, they're actually beginning to come up with some stories, but I'll get to that in a moment. And when you hear the story, you say, that's not a story. I know it. I know. And you know, too. But they want you to believe, hey, we're covering it. Keep in mind the Durham report was focusing on this tech company, an employee at the tech company. He's one of the smaller fish. He really doesn't want him. Well, how did he get this guy to begin with? Sussman, Michael Sussman, formerly with Perkins Coie, the same group that hired the spy to come up with all this information damaging to Trump and supposedly linking him to various obscene things, much less criminal allegations. When Sussman took that same information and gave it to the FBI, when he handed over the bogus information, he said, I'm not acting on behalf of any client. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Yes, you were. You were representing Hillary Clinton through your firm. You knew exactly where that report came from, and you were doing that. So they've got Sussman on perjury right there. But they want more. So the pressure starts up. So then they find this guy that is with this high-tech company that was actually getting into various computers at Trump Towers, the Trump House, the White House. And whether or not they were actually hacking from outside or that there were some people inside giving them passwords and information, that's still to be uncovered. But I would imagine right now a lot of people are shaking. Where is this going to go next? And then you get to this issue of coverage and trying to actually report, as Maria Bartiromo said, the crime of the century, and I think that might well fit it. Christopher Bedford, we often have on here, with the Federalist, and he said, now suddenly folks are paying attention.
There's been a lot of folks who've been out there beating this drum and saying there's something really fishy here. This is just further proof of what we've been talking about, what we saw with Carter Page, what we saw with the Steele dossier, what we saw with the collusion between media outlets and the CIA and the FBI, excuse me, working together and using each other to corroborate evidence. So Hillary Clinton here pays a firm that is alleged by Durham, the chief technology officer, goes in and is stealing information or mining information from White House communications, from the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration, also from Trump Tower, and then trying to use that as further proof of the allegations they made at the very beginning, that the Trump administration was working with Russia. Now, this was a coup-level attack on the administration. It was used for 4 years to try and hamstring the administration, to investigate it, to knock out the attorney general, to indict members of the administration, at least members of the campaign team. The entire thing from the very beginning was a hoax, and now if you look at it, you see the New York Times trying to say, oh, well, it was just too complicated to explain. This is a big nothing burger. You see Democrats silent, and you see most of the media just completely ignoring these explosive allegations.
I love it. Yeah, the New York Times, just too complicated. You're the New York Times, and you can't figure out how to break this story down. You were able to figure out all this Russian collusion story. Oh, but that's right. You also couldn't figure out the Hunter Biden laptop. Still haven't, have you? You want some help? I'm available. I don't work cheap. I come very expensive. So Sussman's charged with lying to the FBI. The information then is traced back to this tech company that's carrying out the espionage. And Sussman lying, saying, I had nothing to do with anything. Yeah, you did. And then his partner, Mark Elias, general counsel for Clinton's campaign, and the tech exec, identified as Rodney Joffe or something like that, maybe Joffe, and apparently an internet data expert. And he even enlisted the assistance, according to the Durham report, researchers at a U.S.-based university who were receiving and analyzing large amounts of this information. So everything he took, hacked into, he turned over to a university. I assume that's a public university, obviously. If it's a private school, it's still the same thing. But I think it's probably a public school, which means it's getting federal tax dollars. And I'm willing to bet it was not a conservative university, if they still exist. And as you heard Christopher Bedford say, now they're gradually trying to get into it, but they're trying to make excuses to continue to ignore this entire massive story. Well, back to Senator Johnson, who's been trying to get information now for some time. And Senator Johnson is saying, when I look at all this and I see these new developments, there's more and we want it.
We don't know who all is involved, but the American public deserve a full accounting. And I agree with you. Attorney General Merrick Garland must release the entire report from John Durham so the American public actually knows, because congressional oversight, this is what we get from federal agencies when we try and conduct oversight. This is the kind of production we get. Zitch, yeah. Zip, you know, zilch, nothing. Yeah. And so the American public has to see this, and they also have to hold the news media accountable, because they are completely complicit in this. I'm experiencing right now in terms of Democrats making up stories and then the media running with it. They're not going to say anything about it because they are complicit in it. They literally are the communication apparatus for the Democrat Party. People need to understand that about the legacy media and the big tech social media giants. That is what we're up against, quite honestly. And it's on a host of issues that they are colluding and cooperating with each other, and it's damaging our democracy. That is the real threat to our freedom, our democracy.
And that is more threatening than the January 6th event, as horrific and as nasty, as offensive, unpatriotic that was. And we got all of the Democrats wanting to focus on January 6th. Nancy Pelosi has her special group put together investigating it. And January 6th is the sum of everything in their mind. And they don't have Trump on one piece of video or audio saying, go down to Congress and scare the bejesus out of them. Push your way and fight your way past police officers, Capitol Police, if they won't let you in. And go in there and put graffiti, steal items, defecate in a corner of a building somewhere. Do whatever you want. There's nothing like that from Trump, because he never said it. And the mainstream state-controlled media knows it. Or they would be using it. You know they would. And now this story is right in front of them. It's already been hand-delivered, basically. Listen, when Durham dropped that bomb late Friday, normally when something gets dropped on a Friday, a news story, it's for the benefit of those trying to protect somebody. Like maybe the White House will put out something. They know it's going to look bad. Inflation at a 40-year high. Numbers just came out. But let's see if we can hold it off and put it in Friday, and it'll go out so late, a lot of people miss it. They won't catch the weekend news shows about it. And by Monday, a lot of people will move on. We're not moving on from this. We're going to get to the very bottom of it. Now, the Durham report is just still beginning. He's played his cards close to the chest. He's not letting anybody see what he's got. We know, or we're told, more indictments will be coming. Who? We don't know. Still don't know how high. But they can be the smaller fish. But the smaller fish will not die for the one above them if they can avoid it. And they're certainly not going to commit perjury. Now, there's a statute of limitations applying to many of these violations, and it has run out, but Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, intentionally accessing a computer, including any non-public computer of a department or agency of the U.S., including the White House without authorization, I don't think there's any statute of limitations. Our guest coming up will be able to tell us here in a minute. That'd be Hans von Spakovsky for the Heritage Foundation. But before that, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to play Trump talking to Leslie Stahl again, trying to convince her they were spying on me, Leslie. You know it. I love playing this because I love just putting it right back in their face. So we're going to do that again, and then I'm going to show you and tell you how some of the state-controlled media is now, quote, covering the Durham investigation. It's just shy of a cover-up still. And in ignoring, but they can say, see, we're covering it, but how they're covering it. Ah, therein lies a great question. And the answer, well, we're going to have some fun with it. Stand by, my friend. We'll be right back.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
Well, there's Leslie. No real evidence of that.
Of course there is. No. It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
It's been totally
that.
Verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign, they got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
As a matter of fact, I don't know that.
Okay. No, I don't know that. And we're CBS, sir. We don't put anything on we can't verify, which is wrong. They have, and they probably will again. I'm not going to spend time going through it. I told you I'd tell you about how the state-controlled media is now beginning to try to – you ever watch the Westerns? When the horse breaks loose and is running wild through the town and about to run over that little girl over there. And there comes a cowboy like Larry Connors, runs up and grabs the reins of the horse and pulls the horse back and saves the little girl. Well, maybe it was Larry Connors. Maybe John Wayne or somebody like that, right? So here's what they're doing. They're not covering the Durham report. They're trying to dismantle it. And that's their way of covering it. This came up as we went to that last commercial. This is now about 5 minutes old, popped up on Fox. Hillary Clinton reacts to the Durham filing. Remember, you heard earlier, she's walking into a building and she's been asked by a reporter, did you have anything to do with it? Do you know anything about it? Did you ask them to spy? Now she's reacting, and her answer is, in her answer, this is just another piece of evidence that Trump and Fox News, quote, desperately spinning up a fake scandal to distract from his real ones. See, they got together over their cappuccinos inside at Lou Kahlua farming, maybe a little whiskey, and I'll come up with a better idea. But I'm thinking right now, rather than ignoring it, let's go ahead and cover it, but turn it, twist it a bit. So now she's speaking out. She sent out a tweet. Her first public statement in this tweet, and saying that all this is Trump and Fox are desperately spinning up a fake scandal to distract from his real ones. It's on a Wednesday, so it's a day that ends in Y. She's not the only one. I mean, she's following the lead of some others already in that. Now, MSNBC has out a story titled at the top, Trump's man at the DOJ is feeding a new Clinton conspiracy. And then says the Fox News and GOP spin does not line up with what a court document actually says. They're talking about the Durham report that we've been discussing. And in the Durham report, it goes back to spying on Trump. Clinton involved with it. Sussman, one of the attorneys, saying, the information I'm giving you, the FBI, I have no client right now. Well, that was a lie. He and his firm were working for Clinton. And his partner, Mark Elias, was overseeing her campaign. So obviously, hand in glove all the way. But what we have now with that headline, all they need is a headline sometimes for the slow thinkers out there that can't figure it out to look below the headline and probably have to go several paragraphs down to get the actual facts because they quickly jump into Hillary wasn't running for president in 2024, hasn't held office since 2013, and there's outsized fixation on her. She brings it on herself. She's trying to remain relevant. She's made it very clear that, hey, if Joe can't do it and you don't want Kamala, I'm here. So she's also doing that. But what they have here, they want to say all this is just another conspiracy theory and the Durham probe is echoing it. Which one do you want to believe? I know who I believe. And I'd actually want more facts. I'll say that. I want to see more facts from the Durham probe. And I want to get the big fish at the top. Coming up, Hans von Spakovsky for the Heritage Foundation and his take on the Durham probe and versus spinning PR by Trump versus Clinton. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Jimmy's in the back with a pocket of high. If you listen close, you can hear him cry. Oh, Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Oh, Lord, heaven knows.
Is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So we have the midterm elections coming up, and 25 Democrats have decided they're not going to run for the House again. They fear it's going to be a flood, a red tide flood sweeping over the House because the Democrats under Joe Biden and the progressive ideas of the squad are absolutely damaging their political careers. There's no sense getting into a race, trying to raise money for it. There are some that are retiring just because they've had enough for whatever reason. There's some Republicans retiring as well, too. But now this word is coming out, and I love this. Politico picked this up, so they get. I always like to credit a source because if they did the work, they deserve the credit. If there's anything wrong in it, they also deserve the blame, but I'm going to accept that this is exactly right. Politico is reporting the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee is recommending many strategies to endangered lawmakers to avoid a barrage of attacks from Republicans. They're being warned at this time, deny that you favor open borders. Don't say anything about open borders. Don't say you like it. Don't say you're for it or anything else. Don't do that. And don't say anything about amnesty. Don't do that. That'll get you killed in a hurry. And also, don't talk about defunding the police. Don't do that either. Don't talk about critical race theory. Well, the problem here is, what are they going to be talking about? I mean, what else are they going to have that they can discuss? And the same thing goes for those running for the Senate. Right now, it's a 50-50 split in the Senate. 50 Republicans, with, or at least those with an R behind their name, and 50 on the other side, two of them are independent. The rest are Democrats, but they vote with the Democrat caucus. So if there's a tiebreaker, VP Harris gets to cast the deciding vote. I think we're also going to gain full control of the Senate again. I think we are going to overrun the House. And what can they say? What can they respond to? They can't campaign on anything. Inflation at a 40-year high. Jobs were cut the day Biden got into office and he began to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline and all the environmental issues they've been put in place and we're crippled for oil and energy right now when we were energy independent. And now, while he's trying to be tough with Russia, we're actually buying oil from Russia because we don't have enough. And they want all these turbine farms up. Do you know how much oil has to go into one of those machines to keep it running for hours on end? You got to have fossil fuels to run it. And all you with your, and I'm all for if you want a car that runs on electric. I have no problem. That's fine. I've seen some. They're very nice. I don't know how many miles you get right now, but I do know, or at least I understand, when you go to plug it in, you can't just simply fill it like you can a gas pump really quickly. It takes a while. Now, maybe they'll change that. But here comes this word. Comes to me from a source. I have not had a chance to check out the actual details I'm going to give you. Let me state that again. I have not checked the actual details. I trust the source that sent it to me, but since it came in on a private email, I'm not going to share the name or who, but he's talking about, he said, the Government Accountability Office now gives us a better picture of how much U.S. military equipment is now in the hands of the Taliban, especially with that withdrawal Biden carried out, not even to mention Americans left behind. Aircraft, the Taliban now ranks 26 in the world in total military aircraft. We left behind 208 planes and helicopters, 208 vehicles. We left a total of 75,898 vehicles. 42 are tactical vehicles, 22,000 Humvees. Then you got other various vehicles. 189 armored tanks are included in that. Weapons, get ready for this. According to this report from the GAO, now again, that's what he's citing, and I haven't verified it, but this report he sent me is that it shows that just under 600,000 of our weapons are in the hands of the Taliban, 358,000 rifles, 126,000 pistols, 64,000 machine guns, where they got grenade launchers, RPGs, howitzers, 2,000 of those, and you throw in a couple thousand night vision goggles, surveillance drones, comm devices. In total, it adds up to $84 billion in taxpayer, $84 billion in taxpayer-funded money for U.S. military equipment is now in the hands of terrorists in Afghanistan. And we do have those open borders they don't want to talk about, and we've already caught some from the Middle East coming through. Brown skin, trying to pass off like they're from Central America. Are we going to have a jihad on our nation again and inside our country? We might well. Don't say I didn't warn you. Listen, let your friends and neighbors know about this program, will you? That's how a lot of folks are finding out. And that we're also live streaming the program each day now at Larry Connors USA YouTube. You can always pull up the podcast later. Share with your friends. Go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. You'll get every piece of information you need. Or Larry Connors USA Facebook. And I thank you very much for doing so. You're helping build this to one of the biggest talk programs in the city and beyond. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.